This morning's scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, as you're looking it up in your Bibles or the pew Bibles, is 1 Corinthians in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So you have the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then comes Acts, and then 1 Corinthians, right. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll begin with verse 14. So if you could find 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. Close the Bible on your finger once you find it, and please stand if you are able. Let's say this Bible pledge loud and proud this morning, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read, not sing, excuse me, 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 14. The Apostle Paul tells us, indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Folks, you are in for a treat this morning as the youth come forward and share their experience. What a powerful message they have. Come on down.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. We got to try that one again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, there we go. Yes, this is only a portion of our group. We have some youth on vacation. We have a couple that are on a scouting event, and one of our sponsors is actually on vacation, but we figured there wouldn't probably be a Sunday where we would all be here, so we decided to go for it. I have asked a couple of the youth to share their experience of our mission trip with you this morning. Before they do that, though, the scripture that Eric read was our theme scripture for the week, and actually for all of the youth work trips this summer. And I think we experienced that scripture, and Gary's going to share a little bit later about some of the work that's been done through Hurricane Rita relief and Katrina relief. And it's really true. If only the folks that live in the Beaumont area were working, they wouldn't have done nearly what has been done with all of the help that they've received. That when we work as a body of Christ, that we can achieve so much more. And it was really great to be a part of that. So I'm going to turn that over to Emma. She's going to go first.